Welcome back to the Better Beer Podcast, the show that's a little about beer and a lot about nothing. I'm your host, Nate Island, and with me as always, the burliest beer reviewer you know, Sean Dunn.
Welcome to the podcast this week, everybody. Every show is a drinking show. Got to say that. With me, as always, is the lead singer from Nickelback.
I should have never told Nate that Island. Story.
Well, we were sitting here. We had a little pre-show time while we were getting ready for our first caller. And I was saying, Nate looks a lot like the guitarist from Incubus. And I'm a huge Incubus fan, and my brother is too. And he's like, well, I got one better.
Yeah, throughout my life, I've been told I look like a lot of different people that I always am like, really? I don't know. But, you know, it is what it is.
Well, you have a striking, like, feature in your hair because your hair is, like, you know, like blonde, curly. It's formidable. So anybody else with that hairstyle, you're going to get compared to. It's like, it's like having a beard. And people are always like, oh, look at you, Grizzly Adams, or, you know, whatever other corny name you can possibly think of in the moment.
Anybody with a beard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get it,
So welcome to the show, everyone. Again, we've got quite a lineup tonight. We've got a few. We've got somebody calling in to play the game with us. We've got...
We might have a caller calling. Yeah, we'll see. You know, traditionally, we have trouble with calling people, so we'll see.
That's sort of our shtick here on the Better Beer
Club. We like to call people, and they like to not answer, so... Well, we need to figure out a better system for that. But in the meantime, we're going to keep rocking it out rookie status, you know?
Well, we were thinking one thing that we've been a little remiss in is getting these beers cracked, like, right away.
So it's my week, right?
Yeah, it's your week.
I brought some goodies.
Last week, for anybody who didn't catch last week's episode, we both brought the same beer last week.
Oh, yeah. That, and I went home and actually did drink it with my lady, and it was great. We had it on the couch. She liked it. She enjoyed it a lot. So, yeah, there's a third koozie review that I have no idea what the number is. So
we'll have to ask her later. All right. So what did you bring this week? What are we looking at?
So this week we're looking at a beer that was suggested to me by the caller, who the person we're going to call, hopefully they answer. It's Deschutes Brewery out of Oregon, and it's the Chainbreaker White IPA. So we haven't done any IPAs, and I know we've talked about how much you love IPAs.
Well, I was thinking, you know, for our game. Oh my god!
Whoops.
Nate just hit a $200 microphone straight in the fucking head with a beer cap. I don't know if there's any way to edit that out.
Talk about rookie, huh? So, what were you saying?
Oh, I got to find that and isolate it for a sound effect, because that's literally the most violent beer opening I've ever been a part of.
Might have another here. Give me a moment. Let me try. I didn't use a beer opener this week. I'm using a lighter, so... Nope, that one That one's normal.
So, yeah, it's funny because Chainbreaker almost sounds like something we might include in our Find the Imposter game. You know, it's out there enough.
In fact, maybe we'll use we should do a future episode where we use names of beers that we've had. So it's like, if you're a listener, you should have known that's a fucking beer.
Sure way to get it quickly.
Well, so the reason I picked this beer was because of a couple things. It's a white IPA. And I had talked about not really liking Belgian yeast and or like, you know, wit beers and that kind of stuff. Hefs are kind of a bit funny for me. And you had mentioned you don't really like IPAs.
Yeah.
So this is both. This is a wheat that has gone hops. We were talking about, you know, wheat's usually not having very many hops. So, I've never had it before. So I stuck to the whole I've never had it before idea. And I thought we could, you know, together, hopefully both will be opposite opposing and we'll both like it. Either that or we're both going to hate it. But she said it's a really good beer. So
okay. Well, I'm interested in it because for two reasons. Number one, I own a bike and there's a bike tire on it. And two, it's from Bend, Oregon. And for me, everything that's good and natural and sort of like homegrown, homesteading-y comes from Oregon.
Yeah. Well, and actually, speaking of that, I did do a couple of facts from the brewery. and different stuff. So
first fact, Oregon is just south of Washington.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Actually, my dad lived in Bandon, Oregon for a while. He's not much of a drinker, but I think he did like the surrounding area. Okay, I mean, I hear it's beautiful.
The website actually talks about how beautiful it is and how they're lucky to be where they are, and they just get to have a crystal clear lake and a beautiful mountain right behind them and everything else. So it's like you walk out in the brewery, you just look out into nature and everything. Yeah. And they actually have their whole thing wrapped around the idea of, you know, sort of self-sufficient, self-sustaining, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff, and giving back to nature and making sure that you provide for what, you know, that what provides you, you give back to, and that kind of stuff. So yeah. On that note, yeah, so they are located in central Oregon, out of Bend, Oregon, I think you said. Their motto that they go by is do your best, and next time do it better.
Mm.
So I thought that was pretty interesting.
We have a undertone of entrepreneurial interest here on the podcast, and that syncs right up with that.
Yeah. They are family owned. For how big they are, I thought that was pretty cool. They're family owned, that they're not under any of the big beer brewers. They claim that their beer is vegan friendly. Mm-hmm. They're not using any animal products in the process, in the cellar
two koozies
process, or in the, yeah. or yeah, so there's no bacon in this beer. but they no GMOs and all that kind of stuff. 177 awards in the last 2.5 decades.
Wow.
And they've now been koozie approved, which is probably one of their better achievements.
Yeah. That well, now they can really hit the big time.
Hit the big, yeah. Exactly. And they give $1 per barrel sold to charitable causes, like giving back to nature programs, different things in the area, different, and not just where they're from, but other places that sell their beers.
Mm-hmm.
They'll also give that and different children's charities, stuff like that. And that equivalent. That accumulates to somewhere around $250,000 annually.
Well, see, now I may have a problem with it because these environmentalists, like protection of the land people. Like, I love to camp, okay? And I don't want to see Doritos wrappers or the ends of a Philly's blunt laying around everywhere I walk. But these people are getting out of control. And I'm wondering if Deschutes Brewery may have something to do with it. The Sierra Club, have you heard the restrictions there when you're backpacking into the Sierras? I mean, you've got to carry containers and shovels for like your own waste.
Oh, really?
You got to put it in your backpack and take it out. That's how crazy it's gotten.
Yeah, that's a little.
So a little less funding for those people might be. See, drink Bud Light, people. Yeah. They don't fund any of that.
Yeah, no, they. I mean, there's a lot of different things on the website that they say that they support and what have you. I'm not sure that's one of them, but I didn't completely agree with that. Like, there's a line to be drawn, you know? It's like, give back. And, you know, you have to some extent, these places have to realize that, because when you really break it down, it's like all these people there. If you're a brewery, you're going, yeah, save nature.
Mm-hmm.
Use a shit ton of water to make beer, though.
Well, in Oregon, it's not a problem. It rains like half the year. So, okay, cool. Well, I'm really liking, even though I don't really like IPAs
pretty good.
Normally.
You know, it definitely has a hop on the finish, but it doesn't have an IPA hop on the finish. It is a nice cross, I think. It doesn't have too much of a Belgian yeast or an American wit yeast. I'm not sure which one they're using, but I think it's pretty good. I think it is a little bit closer to like an orange wit or that style of beer than it is an IPA, you know? Mm-hmm. But
yeah, it's definitely not too, it's pretty mellow, I have to say.
But yeah, I like it. It's
well,
pretty good.
So the reason we're doing this beer this week is because a friend of yours recommended it.
Yeah.
Listener of the podcast, and she was raving about it, and I guess that kind of prompted you to get the beer for tonight's episode. So you were thinking maybe give her a call and have her throw her 2 cents in about this beer?
Yeah, hopefully. She's nervous, so I don't know if she's going to answer, but let's give it a go.
Let's find out.
I think we'll give her a try.
I think all of our 23 listeners will be, you know, courteous.
Right. Yeah. And since they don't leave reviews anyway, then she's not even going
to get
a review.
We'll get to that in comments. It's going to end up being just my comments about the lack of reviews.
Yeah. I'm just going to start leaving my own comment every week. Yeah. I don't think she's going for it.
Doesn't sound like it. Okay.
Well,
we'll
give it a
on.
Go. Yeah. Well, she did. This was suggested to us, so we got suggested to it by a friend of mine, a person who's also been working in the bar industry for a little over a decade, and yeah, it's a good beer. So I'm glad she suggested it. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, definitely. Very good.
I bought it warm. It's been sitting in the freezer for a little while.
I think
it's not quite as cold as I would normally serve it, I don't think. But it's good.
Well, you're the expert. I think it's all right. I think it's good. I've had people tell me, like my brother-in-law, who's also into beer brewing, that some types of beer should be drank, you know, just under room temperature, things of that nature. Like Irish-type, you know, dark beers or whatnot.
Yeah. I do like beers that get better as they warm up a little bit. And a couple of them have that characteristic.
All right. Well, so we got the beers open. We're going on that. We've accomplished our goal as far as that's concerned.
For your caller, are you calling someone for your segment?
Well, for one of them, yeah. We're going to have a friend of mine play the game with us.
Find the
musician.
Imposter?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
But right now.
Maybe I'll just drop the questions to them.
Sounds good.
Either that or I could just do them anyway. You want me to just do them?
No, we'll talk to my friend Jay when we call him about it. Yeah, we'll play the game and do the questions.
Right on.
All right, I got a little things that make you need a beer.
Right on.
We've got an in-studio guest today, my brother Sam. He strongly approves of the Hank Williams.
Sam, how are you feeling Hank about the show so far? That was cool, if nobody heard that.
All right, so today, actually, I have something a little different. I was texted by a listener of the show, a friend of mine, who had a thing that make you need a beer, and it's car crashes.
Oh.
So I got a text this week of a wrecked car, and a picture of it, and a little tidbit there that says things that make you need a beer. So I pried a little bit. It's my friend Bert.
You have to like actually be really proud about that.
I mean,
when you like have a stand-up comedian or something, and they like they're like have a bit that they do, and then they can't fucking go out in public because everyone's like, hey, get her done or something, you know? Like it's like now people are actually texting you with your
it's
bit
really catching on. So what happened to my buddy Bert Wilson? He was in a car wreck, and I guess what had happened was he was going through an intersection, and a car full of three young ladies just rammed into him.
Oh, great.
So I was talking to him about, like, well, what happened? He's like, well, I guess the ladies in the car were pretty stout. Like, they're the kind of women that maybe you'd come home and they, like, have a big back and they're stewing a huge pot of soup. But he just said there were, like, you know, like, pretty sturdy, larger women. And he kind of assumed that maybe the momentum caused him not to be able to stop at stoplight. So, you know, I'm not a physics guy. I don't know. But so that was right after that, he called me, told me the story. And, you know, these three ladies, you know, like, well-built women, ran right into him. So, I mean, if anything, you know, even just for the neck pain, you're going to need a beer after that one.
So what makes them need a beer? Car wrecks or is it stout women
car crashes? Well, I think it was probably a combination. I mean, you know, I'm sure he was sitting there after the fact, just trying to figure out why that could happen.
Yeah,
and you know that much mass moving at that speed. I don't know.
Things that make me need a beer. Physics.
So, anyways, that's our things that make you need a beer this week.
Yeah, that's a good one. Car crashes, definitely.
Car crashes. So you got, I know you got a little beer news, right? You got some beer news today?
Well, I have a, I have a beer, I have five categories of beer drinkers, like I've broken beer drinkers into five different categories. And then I have the yes or no on the, stupid. I was gonna do a swing on a stupid beer laws when we're doing the stupid beer laws.
Oh yeah, we'll do that with our caller.
Listener, so
yeah.
So yeah, I could do the let's do beer
a little,
drinkers.
Let's do a little bit of that.
Okay. And in today's beer news, 5 different types of beer drinkers have been wandering around.
All right, well, I'd like to find out which one of these 5 I am. Or can I be classified? I think we'll soon find out.
That's what I was going to ask you. Is at the end of this, you need to pick which one you are.
Okay.
And then we'll ask your brother which one he thinks you are.
Okay.
And neither one of them will matter.
All right, well, number one, what are we looking
okay,
at?
Okay, so here? 5 types of beer drinkers. They broke them into categories. So there's beer drinker number one, which is the cost-aware enthusiast.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a beer drinker who's passionate about good beers. They like craft beers. They like good beers. But factoring cost into what a good beer is. Mm-hmm. So in other words, like, you know, hey, that beer is really good. $12. Really cheap, nah, the beer's not that
not
good.
Not going to go that not way. That
then there's the fanatics. And I don't really know how to pronounce this, but zealots, maybe?
Zealots?
Zealots, yeah. Okay. And that is nothing is more important than drinking good beer.
Mm-hmm.
The best beer, craft beer, whatever they think is over the top. That's what I mean. Then there's the trend followers. So they drink the beer because of the buzz.
These are maybe like your like a nope. Jägerbomb type of people, or maybe like yeah. You know, when it comes to alcohol yeah. in general, maybe like you're like you know vodka Red Bull type people. Like
and swing that into like a beer category. Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's like whatever. Yeah.
Yeah,
I would imagine that like, well, I don't know. Like, anytime there's, like, really bitchin' advertisement, too. Like, Zima was really popular for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's
maybe, like,
really
your Dos Equis
beer,
guys.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
Like that. Yeah.
So, anything that there's a buzz around. No pun intended. And they also wouldn't especially be loyal to any one particular beer. It's just whatever's popular at the moment.
Okay. Like, you know what would be a good example? That's Bud Light Platinum.
Yeah.
Which is disgusting.
It's horrible.
But I see people, like, in fact, I was at Circle K the other day in line. There was this guy talking to the lady in the front. He's got a 6-pack of Bud Light Platinum. Lady's saying, I got a guy that comes in here every day and gets a tall can of that, and he just loves it. And I'm like, yeah, he's an alcoholic. Probably.
Yeah.
He wants the cheapest, you know,
that's
gross.
They also might fit into the last category, but
okay.
With that being the case. So you got, then you have I didn't write the name of this one down, but anyway, it's like the penny pincher or whatever. It's
mm-hmm.
it's the person who's looking after the pennies, driving solely by price. You know, they won't go to a bar unless it's happy hour only. It's the only time they're going.
Yeah,
you know, probably your Keystone Light drinker. You know, Natty mm-hmm. Ice. You know, college kid type of don't have the money to be drinking anyway. Just want to get fucked up.
Yeah,
and then the boozers, which are, you know. Driven just for the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what it is. Just give it to me. I just want to fucking drink it. You know. Yeah. So there's 5 different categories of drinkers. So, which one would you put yourself?
I think I'd be the penny pincher.
You're the penny pincher.
I'm certainly not the last one because there's a lot of stuff. I'm like, I don't care how effective it is. I'm not drinking it.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm definitely not. I don't feel like I'm trendy because the beer I drink was most popular in like 1992.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been scorned ever since.
It actually probably is the most popular beer of all
time. Oh, you think so?
Time.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's probably true.
But I wouldn't put it... I don't think you drink it for the popularity aspect.
Actually, I think it's sort of a detriment to my character. Particularly on this podcast.
Yeah. So, Sammy, where do you think he fits?
Sean, I think he's number one.
Sean is number one. He is the cost-aware enthusiast.
Okay. That's a nice middle of the road.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you do like, you know, Sierra Nevada.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm guessing I would almost put you in the zealot category.
Really?
Because every time I'm hanging out with you, you've got something tasty. Like,
mm-hmm.
But unless maybe it's a special occasion, you're doing Coors Light, which I haven't seen for a while now.
I do drink Coors Light. I don't
do
buy it for the house, but it's a vacation beer usually, or like if I'm going to a house to share with everyone.
Well, because you're like, you know, you're the founder of the Better Beer Club, and you're, you know, I just think
you have a reputation to uphold.
Well, part of that,
puts
but
me,
if you didn't really care
factor.
About craft beers, you wouldn't have done it. So you gotta be that. You gotta be up in that range.
Yeah, I was putting myself as number one actually, the cost aware enthusiast.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Like an enthusiast, but I'm not going to go. Like if I'm going down the line of high nice bottles. I'm going, ooh, I haven't tried that one before.
Yeah, it's on
oh,
sale.
Maybe because it's $12.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, let's go back to this one over here. So I definitely do somewhat. I don't think price affects what I think about the beer.
Yeah.
But it definitely affects me buying it.
Okay.
I'm definitely not at the store going, yeah, I can, you know. But I'm also not there going, I get 32 Bud Lights. I get 32 Coors Lights. I get 32, I get 50 Natty Ices for the mm-hmm. price of one six pack. You know, like whatever. Yeah. I'm not doing that either. So
yeah,
somewhere in the middle there, I think.
All right. All right, Bert, you had your time in the spotlight. I've got a little bit of things that make you need a beer that I got to get off my chest. Things that make you need a beer. Jane Fonda.
Oh, Jane Fonda again?
This thing, okay, because of our podcast, this thing has reared its ugly head again.
Oh, stop it. Is it? Did I make this happen?
Well, I was talking to my wife, and this involves your wife too, actually. I guess when they were little tykes, they were both using the Jane Fonda workout video. And Anna sprained her ankle, and Brittany witnessed it.
What?
That bitch.
Oh, I thought that was the end of it.
Caused like, my wife to break her ankle with some crazy move done in the 80s Speedo. Okay, look, this is where it really came down to it, though. There's this new show on Netflix. I think it's called Grace and Frankie. Mm-hmm. And it stars. Have you heard about this?
No, I don't.
That's what. That's why Jane Fonda's been coming up.
So you guys continue to have conversations about Jane Fonda.
Oh, it does. Yeah, it doesn't stop.
Okay, well, hold on. I have to ask a question. Okay. because my lady listens to the podcast,
yeah,
and she said, "Oh, Jane Fonda, that's funny." Okay, Jane Fonda makes Sean need a beer. What show were we talking about when we? Because I thought it was Orange is the New Black, but she was like, Jane Fonda's not in Orange is the New Black. So what? I don't remember.
It's this new Grace and Frankie show.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Because I was like telling her, and then I'm looking like an ass. I'm like, I don't know. I wasn't fucking paying attention, apparently. Like, what?
Well, my wife was talking about it, and it kind of reminded me, because on Memorial Day barbecue, I was walking through the house. You know, I'd come in. I was out by the grill. I came in, and I noticed there was a little hush-hush in the room. My wife and her mom were talking, along with her sister. And everybody kind of quieted it up, and I'm like, and I heard my wife say, "Don't talk about her in front of Sean," you know, kind of jokingly, but like, and I knew immediately what was going on. My mother-in-law had started watching this Grace and Frankie show, and so I go into my whole thing, American Traitor bitch, Hannah Jane, like, you know what I mean? I go, yeah, Anna Aircraft Gun, this and that, and at the end of it, like, you know, everybody's kind of, you know, like looking at me, and I remember her sister saying, "Well, everybody makes mistakes." It's like, yeah, sometimes I forget to lock the back door, and sometimes people sit on fucking, you know, North Vietnamese anti-aircraft weaponry. So, I mean, it just came up again. I'm sorry. I had to just get it off my chest.
I have to wonder if Jane Fonda makes Anna need a beer.
It's quite possible. But anyways, yeah, the saga continues as far as that. If Jane would like to call in, we can entertain maybe a discussion about it.
I would love it if Jane Fonda called in. I don't know how she's going to find the number, but she's famous enough.
Yeah,
you can figure it out.
Okay.
Jane, leave a comment on our website. We'll call you so that you cannot answer when we call. I think that's interesting. You guys have in-depth conversations that get under your nerves a little bit about Jane Fonda. Like,
yeah. Well, everybody seems to be so forgiving towards her, and it's like, yeah. I mean, I wasn't even around there, and that came up during the conversation.
But you're not forgiving that bitch ever.
Something-year-old like, in-laws, which, you know, they were actually there, so they probably have more to say, but to me, it's like, I don't know. Yeah. I can't cross that line.
So, the other question, I guess, would be why is it so upsetting to them that you're not fond of the Fonda?
Oh, I don't think they really care.
Because
I think my wife would just prefer that I just leave it alone.
Oh,
let me enjoy the fond memories of the workout video.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, your wife was there during one of these Jane Fonda like video watching sessions. So I just want you to know that about her.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Everyone has a past.
Yeah, that's true. Everybody makes mistakes. All right. So we got
wait. So is that
things
how you
that
feel
make you
about
need a beer,
Jane
Fonda?
You feel like everybody makes mistakes. Leave it in the past. About Jane Fonda?
No, in her case, it's an unforgivable sin. Like, you can't basically declare to the country that you live and grew up in or like, a resident of that you... I don't know. It just, to me, it was...
Yeah.
Crazy. Anyways, so I'm over it. We got a phone call. We're going to play the game with a friend of ours.
Okay.
Should we get into that?
Yeah, might as well. All right. Why don't you do your... why don't you do Find the Imposter first?
Okay.
And then we'll ask a few other questions after. Let me ask you a question before the caller gets here. No, never mind. Go ahead. No, go ahead. This beer is good. I like it.
I really like it, too. It's starting to grow on me. First sip's a little bit.
Started with my strong, second.
It's good.
It is changing as it warms up.
It is, yeah.
I didn't bring an ice chest this week, so I couldn't put it on ice. And here we go with our caller. We need like a don't answer the phone caller theme song.
Okay, so here we go with Find the Imposter with our special guest, Sammy.
Well, you want to... Are we going to go straight? You want to do it with Sammy?
Yeah. Sammy, you want to play the game?
You want to rock it out? You want to try? All right, Sammy, come here, buddy. Come close to this microphone. We're going to play Find the Imposter.
All right, Sam, I know you don't know. I mean, you know, you're a young adult. You probably don't know. But just think about these names of beers and see which one you think may be a fake name that Nate and I came up with. Okay. All right, here we go with the first set. You got three chances, and if you get it right, Nate's going to give you a Better Beer Club a koozie to use on your next Pepsi and or Coca-Cola product.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, here we go.
At least get one right.
If I get one right?
You have to at least get one right.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go. Here's the first set. Number one, Knocker Up Porter. Number two, Moonraker Strong Ale. Or number three, Backyard Boogie Blonde Ale.
I had to figure out which one's fake.
Which one's fake?
The first one.
You think Knocker Up Porter is the fake name?
Yes.
Wrong.
Womp, womp, womp.
Okay. So here we go with the second
round. Wait, which one of those is the fake?
Oh, I'm sorry. Backyard Boogie Blonde Ale is the one that Nate
Blonde is the fake. All
right. Here we go. Second round. Number one, Boom Shaka Lager.
You know what gets me more is his chuckle.
Number two, Little Red Pepper Pot Triple Hot Belgian Ale.
Oh, my shit.
Or number three, Beer Legal Lager.
Hold on. Can you repeat the second one, please?
It was Little Red Pepper Pot Triple Hot Belgian Ale. Or the third one, Beer Legal Lager.
I'm going to say number one.
You think Boom Shaka Lager is a fake?
I think it's gotta
be the second.
I'm sorry, Little Red Pepper Pot Triple Hot Belgian Ale is the fake beer.
Just because you couldn't write it on the side of the bottle without taking the whole fucking side.
All right, here we go. This is your last chance to get a koozie to use for your next Pepsi and or Coca-Cola product. All right. All right, Back Scratch Single Batch Lager, Modus Operandi, or Fermentation Without Representation?
I'm going to say number three.
You think Fermentation Without Representation is the fake
it's
beer name?
Be a real beer.
I'm sorry, Bat Scratch Single Batch Lager is the fake. Okay.
Sorry, single, Sam. Single batch is for whiskeys,
I know,
say,
but
bourbons or
I know. Yeah. It's all I could come up with.
No, I
well,
like
Sam,
it.
Your hands will forever be cold and your Cokes will forever be warm. Okay. No koozie.
So, Sam, if you've ever listened to the podcast, you know that you're going to get a koozie anyway.
Oh, okay.
We give them out anyway. I got to say, Sean, you are way better at making beer names than I am. Like, those are some good. And not only making beer names, but finding badass beer names.
Well,
like,
thank you.
Like, all the rest of those
were all
like,
stupid.
I feel like
I was like, I don't know, man. They all suck. Like,
that is the problem. Yeah. And this has really become something with the podcast. Like, I almost want to be like, we almost make something out of this where it's like, if you can even get one right, because we've had a few people get some right.
Well, you're right. I actually texted a buddy of mine, Bert, who we spoke of earlier, and I asked him, hey, would you want to come on and play, you know, the game with us, play a little Find the Imposter? He said, no, thanks. I don't want to play your impossible game.
All right, Sam, we've got a few more questions for you. You got to answer a few more questions. So don't back up too far.
Okay.
All right. We got a few. We do it in the past. I did a segment called Dumbass Beer Laws. Okay, so I came up with a few dumbass beer laws, and you have to tell me if they're true or false. If these are really laws. Okay. So, the first law is that it is illegal to give a fish booze in Ohio.
Yeah, I think that's illegal.
That is absolutely illegal. Yeah. Now, I'm not sure about the other states,
yeah,
but
well, it's like
illegal.
Here you can't give a fish WD-40 on the power bait either.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if you pour enough beer in the tank, the fish is going to die anyway, so I don't really understand. Okay.
Makes sense.
Okay, so the next one is... hold on a second. Let me find it. All right, in Colorado, you can get a DUI on a horse.
Yeah, I think that's true.
That is actually true. That is true. You
look
can
at
get
the big
DUI
brains
on
Sam.
Yes, that is absolutely true. All right. In Massachusetts, they don't allow happy hour.
I don't think that's true.
That is true. That's in Massachusetts, true. They do not allow happy hour.
Really?
Wow. Fucking witches. Yeah, right? All right, in several counties in Kentucky that distill in most counties in Kentucky that distill bourbon. Oh, excuse me. Let me rewind. You know what? This one's true. All right. in most counties in Kentucky that distill bourbon are also dry countries, are also dry counties. So. If you think about that for a second, like Jack Daniels, I don't know that that's one of the counties that's dry and what have you, but people from around the world flock to these distilleries to try their bourbon in Kentucky. But most of the places in Kentucky that distill bourbon are dry counties, so you can't drink in those counties.
Yeah. I've actually, it make any sounds sense. Like I've heard that. Yeah,
you can make
that.
It and ship it the fuck out. Uh-huh. You just can't
enjoy
it. Yeah, I don't know. So, anyways, again, all these are true according to the internet, and everything you read on the internet is true. So, wait, I think I have one more.
Oh,
wait, at least one more. I might have a couple more. Oh yeah, I have a couple more. All right, in Georgia, it's okay to drink in public, but you can also be arrested for being drunk in public.
That
is absolutely true. It's okay to drink in public. You can be arrested for being drunk in public. In New Orleans, you can buy a cocktail at the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Wow.
That is a fact.
Sounds like it would be there.
Yeah. Have you heard any of our podcasts besides the ones that you've listened in on when we're here?
Be honest.
Yeah. It's okay. So leave a comment.
Does that mean that you haven't left a 5-star rating or a comment on iTunes?
I haven't gotten around to it.
So get on the Better Beer Club and leave a comment. Subscribe on iTunes and Podomatic. All right. Last one. This is a question. Okay. This isn't true or false. How many beers can you legally give a kangaroo in Australia before you're a criminal? Is it 1, 3, or 7?
1. 7.
It is illegal in Australia to force
a
kangaroo
that's how many will fit in the pouch.
To drink more than 6 bottles.
Wow.
Force more than 6 bottles. I know we already did this.
All right. So if you didn't earn your koozie before, you certainly have now.
Yeah, we're going to give you a koozie. All
right.
So I was thinking about that Australia one. And I know that we had talked about it in the past, on the past podcast. And I was reading something on it, and it's like, you know, it's illegal to force a kangaroo to drink more than 6 bottles of beer, right?
Uh-huh.
So, and we talked about, like, well, what if you, Well, what if you willing? What if the kangaroo drinks them willingly? What if you put them on the ground and he just drinks a six pack? Whatever, you know, no big deal. But it also distinguishes bottles.
Oh, really?
So can you give him like
a bowl,
12 Fosters in a can, and it's okay? Or
what? But 2 Fosters is okay. It's Australian.
Yeah, or so they say. I don't know.
All right, cool. Well, that was fun. I got a new little segment this time that I thought might be kind of cool. We'll try it out.
I'm ready. Oh, I love new theme music.
This one's gonna. We're gonna have to just sit and soak this up for a second.
I'm gonna drink more of this delicious white IPA Chainbreaker by the Shoes in the meantime.
All right, so then my new segment is Welcome to the Crispy Kitchen, recipes for hangovers.
Oh, okay.
You call it a hangover, we call it waking up. I'd like to credit Rusty with that joke.
Oh, yep, I was going to say, that sounds like something Rusty should know.
That was Rusty's joke, I have to say. All right, so during this segment I thought, all right, we talk a lot about beer drinking, but there are, you know, you've got responsibilities. You can only drink so much, so often, whatever. And sometimes on a weekend, maybe you drink a little more than you should. And the next day, you're kind of floundering around. You maybe need something good to eat. And I've compiled a short recipe here for people that don't have much willpower or, like, ability to stay out of bed for too long in the early hours of the morning that may be good for, you know.
I need it. I need it. The older I get, the easier it becomes to need that recipe.
Okay, so for those of you that don't know, one of the easiest things to make is pulled pork tacos. Super easy and great hangover food. Okay. So what you do is you get a pork shoulder from your grocery store, small one. You're going to get it. It's going to have a skin on it. You want to cut that off. You want to get your wife's crock pot out. Is this not working?
No, I'm enjoying it. I'm just thinking to myself, like, this. I feel like this is going to be a really long process, and in the end, it's going to be like, I was hungover, asshole. I don't want to do any of this.
Well, no, it's really easy. So you get the pork shoulder, you trim it up, right, and take the skin off it. Get one white onion, and you throw the whole pork shoulder in a skillet and just brown it with some taco seasoning. Pour the taco seasoning over the shoulder, brown it just a little bit. Then you chuck it in a crock pot. With one big can of green enchilada sauce, the big can, like the 6-inch diameter can, put the lid on, cook it for 6 hours on high, and you're done.
All right. You can sleep the whole time it's in the crock pot.
You get up, you start it, you go back to sleep. Good point.
Fucking A.
When you wake up, you take a fork, just pull it all apart, put it in some taco shells.
Right.
Or I like to say burrito skins, whatever you're at.
Burrito skins.
My wife hates it when I say that. But yeah, pork shoulder, one white onion, then a green can of enchilada sauce, maybe a little taco seasoning, don't need it, in a crock pot, and bam, you got food for the whole party who's still there, whatever members of the party are still at your house the next day.
Yeah, I like it. I also love this song. Yeah. Have you seen Hair the Musical?
I don't think I have.
Oh, that's a fantastic song.
Is that song in that?
It's in it, yeah. I'm not sure that that's what it's from, but it's not. But they do sing that in it. Oh, it's a good song. Who sings that?
Oh, yeah. It's Oliver.
Okay. Yeah. No idea.
Now you know.
But I do enjoy that song. cool.
All right. So do you got anything else you want to impart before we get to the koozie rating and the beer joke and everything for this week?
Is it my week to do a beer joke?
It is.
Okay, so we have I wanted to talk about the website for a minute.
Okay, yeah, you've recently updated it. Yeah,
I know we have. Do you have? Are you doing
theme song for the website? Yeah.
Oh no, quote. okay, this is that.
For Sam who doesn't listen to the podcast, this is the song that I use for a theme song for anything Nate wants to talk about. That we haven't discussed prior. LA. So, okay. Tell us about the website.
Hey.
Actually, I saw it today. It looks really great.
Yeah.
And,
thank you. I appreciate that.
I think it looks really good.
Yeah. So, I'm going to keep building it. You know, I don't know if we talked about that anyways. You know what makes me need a beer is
dealing with websites.
Dealing with fucking websites. Yeah. Dealing with websites. And not only websites, but like website host providers and different shit like that. Yeah, like I think the last people that I was dealing with, it's fantastic. They had things that no one else had, and I was like, "This is awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use you guys." And then out of nowhere, they were like, "Oh, we're going to start charging you like over 50% more than what we're already charging you," and they're already charging outrageous. And it was just like, "Are you kidding me?" Like nobody in their right mind ups someone's monthly rate by like over 50%. Like it doesn't matter how much you're spending, you're gonna go, "That's fucking stupid. No, no, I'm out. So anyway, that makes me need a beer. Website building.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so the website's new, all new. It's all looking great. There's a few new things on there. There's gonna be a page where we're gonna start adding in different things like I know we've talked about this in the past. We wanna kinda start getting into the whole like do it yourself, like homestead sort of situation. If you're the kind of person who brews your own beer, you're probably the kind of person that builds your own shit, you know, like cast iron oven, cooking, that kind of stuff, like you're talking about. So there's going to be a spot there where I kind of want to put it where it's like, you know, if there's something that you craft, we'll put it on the website, you know, and we'll sell it locally and that kind of stuff. So, well, you know, whatever.
I noticed that you're getting into that because you put a little link for yours truly up on there for some Hanburn pub signs.
Yeah. There's an ad on there for Sunshine Trading Company.
Yep. Yeah, that's me and my wife's little thing we're doing.
Yeah.
Making some Hanburn signs.
Yeah. And there's some good signs.
One letter at a time, the way it used to be.
Yeah. And that's something, there's something about that. And that's what I like. And that's that's the message we want to push, you know.
Definitely.
I mean, factory built nonsense has its greatness, but at the end of the day, it's like
something to
be something to be said about, you know, nice bitchin' things that have been like actually crafted by people.
So, I agree with you. And you got a link up there for your glass art that you do.
The Island Glass website is linked up there now too as well. I think I put a video embedded in there so you can look at that. But I kind of wanted to touch more on like the website and what have you, and for the beer club, the podcast is now like in a blog. So if you subscribe to the blog, it'll tell you every week when we post a new one. So you can subscribe on the website. You can also subscribe on iTunes or Podomatic. There's links on the website for all those, and, leave a fucking comment. Like if you listen, I know there's like all 23 of you out there.
Is it comment time?
It's comment time. Like,
all right.
Leave a comment on the website. Let us know that you hate us, or let us know that you're listening every week. I don't care. I want at least 23 comments next week.
All right. It's time for comments. We have no comments.
Wait. Check it again.
You want to restart the comment section?
No, I just want you to check again if we have any comments.
Oh, okay. No comments.
Oh, no comments. Come on, guys. If you listen to this, leave a comment. Get on the website, leave a comment. It's so simple.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And we'd love it. And then we'll talk about you next week.
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah, that's the one surefire way to get on the podcast is leave us a comment.
Yeah.
And or send us beers. The best way to not be on the podcast is to tell us you want to be on the podcast. And agree to a phone call. That seems to be like the kiss of death, black magic woman shit. Like somebody sort of like some sort of witch's brew. Like if you tell us you're going to be on the podcast, it's never going to happen. So it's best to just leave a comment.
Well, to be fair, this week, she didn't actually say she wanted to be on it. She had made the suggestion for the beer. And then I was like, "Hey, you know, it'd be really cool if you're on it. I'll give you a call where you can be on it." And she was like, "Yeah, okay." And then I think she got nervous because... I don't know, but...
Well, my caller, Jay, is playing at the Hard Rock on Friday, but see him if you want. I don't care.
Do you want to try to call him again?
No. I'm not going to force you to go see his show now.
Yeah. I mean, a few of the other callers that we did was like, you know what? Like, you fucking told me you're going to be on it. You know, whatever. So anyway. But leave a comment, and if you don't leave a comment... Continue to listen. It's fine. Whatever. It's free.
Let's Koozie approve this beer.
Let's do it.
Well, I'm about almost done with mine. And I have to say, it's been enjoyable.
I like the background. You know, we're talking about nature and all the other good stuff. The background looks really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the photo's nice. I've had a few beers from this company, and some of them I was kind of like, did we do a porter before or earlier? We did a dark, but was it a porter? What did we do? No, we did nut brown ale.
Yeah, I don't know if we did a porter yet.
Okay, yeah.
We'll have to look back through our catalog. Yeah.
They got a couple of good beers out there, but this, I'd have to say, out of most of the ones I've tried from them so far, this is probably not better, but my favorite.
Yeah, I like that it comes from Oregon, and it's tasty. It's not too overwhelming. It's pretty crisp, you know? I like it. I think it's good. I don't think we've not liked one of the beers yet. So I don't think we've given anything.
Did you give anything under an 8?
I don't think I have.
Is 8 the lowest you went, or did we go 7? Did you give 7?
7 something comes to
mind. I mean, everything's in the top 75%-ish.
Yeah. Well, you brought the beer, so I'm going to Koozie approve first. Because it's an IPA, I don't normally drink IPAs. This one's a really good one, as far as it's mellow, you know, tasty. I'm going to give it, I give it a 7.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still up there. Still drinkable.
So are you getting the IPA out of it? Like,
are
you getting the
hoppiness
out
of
it?
It almost tastes more like a pale ale a little bit to me.
Oh, okay.
It's that mellow to me, but
I'm actually not getting very much hop out of it. I'm getting a lot of the, I'm definitely getting the wheat and the, I'm definitely getting the wheat characteristic out of it, and it kind of seems
like
it does have a hop.
You know?
Yeah, it does have a hop, but I'm not getting a lot out of it. I think it's a really nice cross for.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I like about it is that it throws that what I hate about wheats out the window. It really it really kind of does. Like, I think maybe what I don't like about wheats is that there's no hops in it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's definitely more complex than a normal wheat beer, and I know it's not a wheat beer, but it's got, you know, elements of both, and it's a little tastier than your average. You know,
I might have to counter your 7.5.
What you gonna do
with an 8.8? I think. Yeah.
Okay. 8.8. That's pretty high.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
You sure you want to give it an 8.8?
Yeah, I want to give it an 8.8.
All right. You sure?
8.9. 8.7.
Yeah,
we'll go
7.
In the middle.
8.8.
Right on. All right.
All right. Well, time for the pub joke of
the
week.
Schutz has been Koozie approved.
Yep. Well, I like it. So, the last couple weeks have been a little bit, I don't know, I don't want to say let down as far as the joke's concerned. But you were telling me earlier that this joke you got is just a real whammy.
Yeah, we might have to three-peat it with the best jokes. If we could do a whole month of the best jokes you've ever heard in your life, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, I've got really high hopes. I'm really ready to be wild right now.
Yeah. You should probably get on the website and leave a comment about how much our jokes suck.
Yeah, see, that's something that could drive people to the website. Good idea.
One way or the other.
Your source for mediocre jokes, the Better Beer Club podcast.
All right, so Pirate walks into the bar and orders a drink. Bartender looks down and says, "You know you have a steering wheel on your pants?" The pirate replies, "Aye, it's driving me nuts."
That's great.
Three-peat it up.
Well, now, see, I'm a little worried because next week I have to come back with something better than that.
Shouldn't be too hard.
Well, actually, that was cute.
Well, thanks for joining us this week, guys, and check out thebetterbeerclub.com. Follow us on podcast on iTunes or Podomatic, and yeah.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We hope to see you next week. If you like the show, go on iTunes, leave a good rating, give us a comment, please. Or you don't if you don't want to. I'm having fun with the lack of comments in my Tupac song. So.
Just
anyways, we'll see you next week. We appreciate you.
Ruin Sean's comment section with a comment. Yeah.
All right.
Cheers. Better beer. Time.